shit show.
Folks, hi, I'm Normal. Hi, I'm Shoggoth. Hi, Normal. I'm Shoggy.
No, actually, I got a lot of stuff happening to me at the new job, the post office job. I'm ableist now.
This is a new development for our retarded little show.
I am extreme. No. I made a homie, and like, I met him a few weeks ago. Ever since I got like put on this current route that I'm walking right now, and it's not my route officially, but like, the guy who I'm taking it over for, he's not coming back. Like, there's kind of like a mysterious quality to it. It's kind of funny because like, everyone on the route was asking me how is. And his name is Matthew or something. They're like, oh, how? Or sometimes people say his name is Michael, which is even scarier because then that means that there's no certainty to like what happened to this man. But everyone's like, oh, and how is he? Like, yeah, they're like, how is he? How do you have you heard from him? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm new. I don't really know what's going on or who. Hey, blah blah. But he was their mailman for years. And then when I go back to, you know, the post office and I ask everybody, so like, do you guys know what happened to? To Michael or Matthew or whoever the guy who was on my route, and everyone looks at me and goes like, trust me, man, you don't want no part of that shit. Just stay away from it. Keep your head down.
One package you don't want to open.
Yeah. What the fuck did he do, dude? And why am I on his route? But whatever. I don't care. I'm doing the job. But along the route, I made a friend. His name is Cornelius. He's got Down syndrome, and he rocks. I can't begin to express to you how much he rocks. He just like, so like, I see him almost every day, and I see him for like only about 10 minutes at a time because I take my little 10 minute breaks outside like the little apartment that he lives at, and like, we just shoot the shit, and he like, he's a cool dude, and we talk every day. And one of the unfortunate things is that he's like an Andrew Tate guy, which sucks but also kind of tracks for Andrew Tate fans. So I'm thinking about, because he was talking to me about like, he likes Dragon Ball, he likes Naruto, he likes all these like manga stuff. I'm like, do you read manga, dude? And he's like, yeah. And I told him, dude, I think I might, I'm trying to get him into Berserk. I think I'm going to buy him the like first arc of Berserk and give it to him, because I think that'll like save him from the Andrew Tate worship. Because like, Andrew Tate shit is just like strongman worship.
Yeah,
and like Guts is a much better version of a strong man.
Do you know? I don't want to sidetrack you too much, but honestly, yeah, Berserk does seem. I don't know, because there's probably a lot of Andrew Tate guys that are into it because they read something different, maybe in it, or Berserk.
If you read Berserk and you think to yourself, "I'm just like Griffith for real," you're probably an Andrew Tate fan. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
one of Cornelius.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think that. I don't think he's like that.
This guy's got some good ideas. I've been reading that comic. Yeah. He got me. And you know what?
I think that, yeah. But he slaps. He like lives on his own. He's got a fucking job that he supports himself with. He's cool. He's the coolest motherfucker that I've ever met in my life. And like, he's like mad deep. Like I told the group chat today some shit he said to me. It was kind of a fucked up day today. It was raining real hard, and I had to carry a bunch of like Third Bundle, which is like, you know, the big U-line magazines. I was like carrying like 20 or 30 of those in my satchel. My satchel is fucking like full. And then he sees me like waddling over to like his apartment, and he's like, he calls me Big Dog because I started calling him Big Dog. So we call each other Big Dog, which is so cool. But he's like, why are you leaning, Big Dog? And I was like, man, this shit on my satchel's mad heavy, dog. So I gotta lean. And then he's just like, yeah, but they wouldn't give it to you if you couldn't do it. And like, that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it inspired me. Like, damn, he's right. They wouldn't give it to me unless I could do it. Like, that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's very profound in a fucking bizarre, in a stupid way. But he's mad profound. But anyways, he is like the complete opposite, the like chiral version of my nemesis on this route, this fucking guy named James, who's got like some kind of like extreme autism. Like, he's function, like he speak, he's like functional, right? But like, it might be Asperger's, honestly, but there you can tell that there's something wrong with my man because he like can't make eye contact. You know what I'm saying? But every day he comes and like he gets like almost 20 magazines a day, like 20 of them.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger tell than the eye contact thing.
The 20 mag, yeah. So he gets like 20 magazines a day, and on days that it rains, he calls the post office and he complains to the post office that the magazines are wet. And like my understanding of the way that that works is like nobody gives a shit, but every complaint is logged. So,
well, what you gotta do, you gotta find the collector. He's hidden. He's in the gulch, kind of a canyon outside the distribution center, north of Lake Knot City or south of Lake Knot City. It's on the second continent, I think.
So,
you deliver a bunch for him, and he'll give you the upgrade to your backpack that lets you protect it against the timefall.
Yeah, that's. No, so what I've started doing is when I'm done with my walk, my little loop, I'll just go and deliver all of his stuff because it's got 20 magazines. I'm not carrying 20 magazines on top of the rest of the block's mail because it's too fucking heavy. So like I'll just deliver it at the end as a separate thing. And he started calling the post office saying I'm delivering his stuff on purpose late. And that's literally not the case. It's just, it's too heavy to carry all at once. And so, like, now I have to break my order of how I deliver stuff, which kind of makes it so that I have to rearrange everything and, like, find his stuff. Because he, like, lives in the middle of the... So I have to, like, go dig through my mail, find his 20 fucking magazines, and then separate it. And then now I got to do that first. Because he makes complaints. And I hate him, dude. I'm so angry at him. And he's the exact opposite of Cornelius. He lives with his fucking mom. He's a fucking loser. This guy can't hold down a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's frustrating. It makes me ableist, dog. He makes me want to be ableist. And I don't want to be ableist because I fuck heavy with Cornelius. And I think that more people should treat people with different abilities in fucking, you know what I mean? Like, in just an empowering way where the homie's just like, yeah, it's whatever. I fucked up, but I'm gonna keep moving on. And that's to me, that's so fucking beautiful. And then you got bitch ass James who's like, oh, how come my children's highlight is a little late and my Teen Vogue is... You're fucking...
Maybe he should take a lesson from Goofus and Gallant. Because it sounds like he's being a real Goofus here.
Yeah, he's being a fucking Goofus, dude. And he's pissing me off, man. And it's he's under my skin and I can't do anything about it. I just gotta deal with it. You know, oh, I'm so mad at James. Sucks so much, dude.
Hate delivering this guy's mail. He's bad at getting mail.
He's just obnoxious. He's obnoxious, and it's just frustrating to me. But anyways, other than that, I love my job. I love being out.
Speaking of the rain, how did your boss describe your rain here? It looked like...
It's been like raining on and off, and I've been coming in to work. They didn't give me any. They don't. Your first 90 days, you don't get any like USPS like clothing or drip. You got to buy all that shit yourself. And they give you an allowance. Yeah, they give you an allowance, but the allowance happens after your 90 days, right? And then you can buy all your gear and stuff. The allowance is pretty significant. It's like almost 500 or 600 your first year, and then after that, it's like 100. Every year after that, something in that frame. And like, I don't know if anyone knows this, but those jackets, all that rain gear shit, it's almost like 300, 200, 150 bucks. It's a fucking steep price to pay up front on your own. So I don't have any rain gear. The only rain gear I have is like this long black overcoat with a hoodie. And so I've been wearing my postal hat. Like, just, like, that I bought out of my own. I bought that, and I have, like, a little postal vest. Like, a vest that has the USPS thing. Yeah, so I have both of these. I have the hat, the vest, and I put the vest over the jacket, and I wear, like, navy blue cargos that I used to merch in. And I have, like, a black shirt on. So that's all. I'm so mostly black because I don't – the mail – I don't know if anyone is aware of this, but the mail is dirty. Mail job is very dirty. You get – filthy. Any clothes you have get covered in stains.
Yeah, you have your vest on over your like black slick raincoat, long black raincoat, and your boss was like,
yeah, my boss comes in and is like, hey, I can't violate you for dress code, but I do want to fucking say that you should change your jacket. And I was like, why? And she goes, because you look like a mall shooter. is what she described.
And it's,
because
it's a long a black overcoat. In the group chat, and I was like, as somebody who works a lot in a mall, yeah, if I saw a guy like dressed like that coming in, I'd be like, ah, fucking hide the bunny. Let's run.
Yeah, I'll agree. She's not wrong for saying it, but also,
it's
like,
cool bitch, look, honestly.
Bitch, give me some money so I can fucking, you know what I mean? Like, this is your fault. You did this. So now I gotta go buy some different rain gear, like probably like a yellow rubber ducky, which sucks. It's gonna ruin my whole look. You know what I'm saying? I like carefully crafted goth.
You look like
post
a tactical
office worker
version of the guy from the fish sticks box.
Like tactical Long John Silver.
Captical.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that's been happening. No, you brought up. Actually, this is.
Okay,
I want to segue
let me say
and get
really
it.
Quick,
yeah.
My work. I'm back on the fucking. I'm no longer associate manager to Santa's pimp. I am now, for the whole state of Montana, in charge of the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. We're the only location, but I'm boss. This is my first time being boss. It is a harrowing experience, and I spent a lot of time at the mall again. And the mall is a great place to get plugged into youth culture. Let me tell you some of the weird shit I've seen the kids have, and I'll segue this into the topic we're going to, because I got some. First of all, we got a great kiosk that sells like weird MAGA shirts. It's run by some like Middle Eastern guys, but they sell a lot of sales, you know. Mm-hmm. So they got like they got like bootleg Sonic, where it looks like proper Sonic art, except his eyes are just off a little bit, like the ice cream bar. They got bootlegs of everything. They got like Lisa Simpson with her ass out, dressed like Ice Spice kind of stuff. They got like
that's crazy.
I don't think they have that one exactly, but they have. Yeah. I almost got my girlfriend one that was like a little sexy silhouette of Harley Quinn. It's like his Harley. It's like, eh, I should get her. She'll hate that. Perhaps Jesus will hasten my escape from this veil of tears once she is this angry at me. But they sell weird plushes. They got like, also, there's so much fucking Sonic merch now. Why is everywhere I go, I see all this Sonic shit. And back when I was a kid who loved Sonic the Hedgehog more than anything, best I can get was the Sonic toys, like the McDonald's one and like a one that came on a little motorcycle that wasn't, but
it's because you didn't have a job back then.
No, they didn't make
it
back then.
Yeah, they didn't make it because you didn't have a job. They were like, listen, we're not going to make it when this guy doesn't have a job. Why would we do that?
Yeah.
These kids, of course, these kids. Think about it, Trunks.
Yeah,
think
just
about it. Use your thinker. They were waiting for you to get a. Yeah, they were waiting for you to get a job, and they're like, now we got him.
I have seen now this place. They don't think they have it now because it's probably fallen out of fashion. But they have Skibidi toilet plushies. They have, like, I don't know what they are, the creepster fuzzy guys from whatever video, whatever,
Minecraft?
YouTube goosebump shit that the kids are into these days with this video game lore or something. I don't know, but it's...
you're not paid, damn, dude. Now even I'm lost. I have no idea.
They have weird bootlegs. They have weird bootlegs of YouTube stuff. They also have those little Crocs things that you put
croc
in
charms.
Their
croc
charms. They have a name, Gibbets or something. Jizzets.
Yeah, they're called Gibbets. But my girlfriend is basic. She's kind of she has like basic tendencies, and she loves croc charms. It's insane how much she loves croc charms.
Maybe I can get her some weird ones from the mall. But,
so I'm sure she would appreciate it.
They have one of the LinkedIn logo.
I know that's in. You said that and it made me. That's it.
Devour the Untamed.
My boy, the LinkedIn gibbets. My boy, wear the LinkedIn gibbets.
But they also they have plushies of the Logan Paul energy drink bottles.
Prime, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because Prime's still like a viable little kid brain poison.
I watched some right? siblings and like, play a game where the older, or at least largest one, she was throwing them at the younger, smaller ones, and every time that they got, they'd try and dodge, and every time they got hit, they'd lose a heart. And I was just like, huh, you gamified bullying your siblings. Good for you. But then, a lot of moms, a lot of single moms down at the mall, a lot of all kinds of moms.
Oh, yeah.
I see so many variations of the family unit at the mall. It's fascinating. But I see a lot of kids, and one type that I've noticed, I noticed a particular example of them the other day. I've seen a couple. There's the middle school fuckboy. He's got the hair.
It's okay.
He's got that, you know, tied on the side, kind of curly on the top. He's got, like, the red sweatshirt and the short shorts. He's got the little honey with him. And
you got the dunks.
Yeah, no, but there are, God, so many dunks. It's these are NPC shoes.
Yeah, insane amount of dunks. Yeah, they really are NPC shoes. But, okay, so that brings me to what I...
Air Force Ones for people who are somehow more basic than Air Force Ones, you know, great, but...
Dunks, so Air Force Ones are... I don't want to hate on Air Force Ones because when you wear a pair of Forces, especially, like, if they're just white Forces, that's the... You can wear that with anything.
It's not. I don't love. Yeah. I think that white sneakers are like the dragon, the Drake sword of shoes. They give you a false sense of security early on in the game, and then by the end game, you're fucked up because you're used to bad play styles.
Yeah, I personally don't own white shoes. If I have to go any kind of color, I'll always go like. I always wear black shoes, or if I have to have a color, I try to go navy or like some type of deep red, right? Like a maroon almost.
But Air Force maroon Ones are like shoes. The bare minimum of what a good sneaker is. Like, all right, can't go wrong. A little boring.
But dunks are literally, they are NPC shoes.
They're the aerial to Air Force Ones Helvetica.
Yeah. Yeah, wearing the... But
and Panda Dunks,
I do want to get this out of the way.
Yo, just they didn't put the respect mechanic in here for you, clearly.
I do fuck with black Forces. I like wearing, but that's because I like the particular.
You're a sicko.
No,
you're
because
a dark, twisted,
black
depraved soul.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, all black Forces. Literally, a man who's wearing all black Forces has committed a felony. Right, it's just that's the way. Those are all black Forces are Robbie sneakers. You wear them to beat the shit out of people and to do bad things.
No,
and I used to have. Yeah,
like
of
Walmart
course, dude.
Shoes
I
for that.
No,
away.
No, dude. The black Forces have a fucking. They have a history here. There's a legend. You don't just go out and buy black Forces. They're given to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you earn them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, well, fair enough.
You rob them.
Like, you want
you
people
beat
to
someone's
think
ass.
You're wearing shoes for cruise, but you want to know you're not, I guess?
No, you don't
outside
understand the mentality. Yeah, you don't understand the mentality of black Forces. A man wearing black Forces is a dangerous man. That means that he whooped someone's ass to steal those black Forces. No one, like I told you, they don't sell them. They're not for sale anywhere.
Got them at the mall.
You gotta rob somebody and put them on. You gotta hope they have the same shoe size as you.
Well,
they
California,
almost always do.
Outside of... If I see like a 16-year-old at the mall in black Forces, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Fuck off. What's wrong with you? Yeah, but okay. I get it. They're good still.
Okay. So,
but the 12-year, the middle school fuckboy, this type of kid
so
is developing.
That it's not. That's a type of kid that's been around since the 2010s, and the reason why that kid has been around since the 2010s has something to do with Teen Mom. Do you remember Teen Mom?
Yeah. I used
the
to,
show.
My ex lived it like in the same apartment complex as the one from Anderson, Indiana. She was kind of known around town. Shitty town, Anderson, by the way, Indiana, if you're listening. Thumbs down to Anderson, Indiana.
Yeah. If you're listening in Anderson, Indiana, get the fuck out right now. Leave. Like, just get out. Doesn't matter. Anywhere is better, right?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I hate
homeless in Orlando,
Indiana,
much better.
Yeah. Just like Anderson.
Anyways, so the teen mom thing started this weird single mom pathology that got noticed in the 2010s. And it still exists today, just not in it's not as strong as it was in 2010, like in the 2010 era, early Instagram era. But there was a pathology developing where single moms would dress their boys, their sons, like the men who left them. And it was just and they it's like it's not there was an Instagram that would find fits, like little like boy moms would like, oh, this is my king, this is blah blah. Yeah, boy, yeah, right. And
that's,
they would
that's my
like
new
find
band, boy mom.
Boy if boy genius can work, why can't boy mom work? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, boy mom. Anyways,
if you hear my band Boy Mom playing at a party, get the fuck out because some guy is gonna try and lecture you about feminism.
Yeah, on TikTok, actually on TikTok, that's a loaded term. Boy mom is a loaded term now on TikTok. That's a whole other can of worms. It probably developed simultaneously from the single mom pathology that I'm trying to get at, the single mom mall pathology, because like mall, okay, all of this, there's a lot going on here because mall people are their own ecosystem.
They are.
And they all
I see the same people every day, not just like kids who've chosen the mall as their place to hang. And honestly, for a town, this is pretty good spot. It still is for all the reasons mall's always been good. Yeah, you know, for teens, you got access to snacks and energy drinks and video games and lots of room to wander. But there's also like the little mall kids who like my waifu at the mall is the Indian lady who runs the mall market where I get my Red Bulls. She's very important to me because I don't have time to make coffee before I go into work because I like to sleep as much as humanly possible before I wake up and then efficiently and quickly get to work. And she's great, but she brings her little kid with her to the mall, like, most days. So I feel like, you know, it's part of...
He's gonna, growing up in a mall.
Yeah, they are. And it's kind of cool. And she's, like, best friends with the kid of the people who run the boba place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always running around the mall, like, every day. But they seem so happy. Like, they have so much space to run around. They're, I don't know, it's weird to think about growing up at the mall like that, but, you know, mom's always there, and my dad's there sometimes, I think, and the guy, the Turkish guy who runs the sunglasses
There's always
stand.
A Turkish guy. There's yeah. always a Turkish guy. There's always some indeterminate Middle Eastern type of guy, like Greek
I can't
or something
tell most,
but
I can usually tell Turkish.
Yeah.
Been around a
they're
lot.
The guy, yeah, they're the guys they're the guy that is extremely gay while being also extremely homophobic.
Shout out to
I
the
might
Turkish,
be Turkish
people.
Actually.
I don't understand your politics, but I don't think I approve some of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But great folks.
Yeah. You've somehow managed to out homophobe the Greeks, and that's impressive in its own right.
It's weird. All those kiosk people, I see them all like this, the delicate ecosystem of them all. It's not clear to outsiders. Mostly we just produce the spice, but you know, most people don't understand that. But the kiosk people, all the people out in the center are like the Fremen. And then you got the wall dwellers and they're like, I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out because I know there's. If I figure this out, then all will be made clear to me. But like, I know GameStop is Ix. I think the girls at Claire's are the Bene Gesserit, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend insists the shoe shop where she works is Caladan because her coworkers are nice boys. So I'll let her have it. And actually, Claire's might be the Bene Tle Lacsu because they're doing all the body mods. You know, all the piercings and stuff.
Have you ever seen the meme of, like, it's a meme of Wolverine getting the adamantium, like, skeleton, and it's, like, me, 14, in the back of a Claire's. Me at 14 years old in the back of a Claire's. Anyways,
No, malls okay, are weird, and they get all the people that come every day, and sometimes they're shopping, sometimes they're walking. You get, like, a lot of creepy people, and just so many people, and they'll just, like, yeah, if you spend too much time at the mall, it kind of reveals itself to you, and it's like, wow, the mall is complicated.
Yeah, the mall has pathology, like, it has... people, it has like an ecosystem of people that exist outside of the mall, but they all kind of center, like there's a, anyways, what I was getting at is like the pathological fucking boy mom, the mom, the single mom pathology is what I call it, right? But like the idea of there, and it's well documented on Instagram, and like lots of, there's even whole Instagrams dedicated to this, of women dressing their sons like the men who left them, and they like make sure that their hair is nice, and it, in a weird way, their over extenuation of like just making sure that this child looks good, and like the constant, you have to look good, you have to look good, it comes from a place, sometimes it comes from a place of like, I have to make my son, I have to like be, I have to show the father that I don't need the father, so like I have to overcompensate by making sure my son looks incredible all the time, and that kind of pressure for that to happen turns that little motherfucker into a mall kid, right? Into like a mall fuckboy kid who then completes the life cycle of making more single moms. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you understand where
I'm coming from?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if I agree. But sounds so the way it works out, but sometimes reality is never.
I'm not being misogynistic. I'm saying I'm just. It's
no,
a,
no.
It's
you're a, relating a you're relating a postulation you've come across.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen footage. All right.
I can't do research myself because I can't go up like, hey, you look like a little fuck boy. So tell me about your dad.
Yes. Do you know him? Nope. All right.
You got any pictures of him?
That tracks. Yeah, that tracks. No. But there's, dude, so there is guys on Instagram who that's their whole thing, is that they find pictures of the father and then pictures of the son, and then they overlay them so you can see, right? And, like, people will send them. It's pretty crazy that people do this stuff. But, like,
I do get what a lot I'm getting... of moments where I just see a grouping. And I just sometimes in my head, and I probably shouldn't even relate it, but it's just like, you let that guy bust in you? You let that guy bust in you? How many of his loads did Jesus Christ? Come on.
But okay,
he's
what I'm getting at though.
Cap and sweatpants at the mall.
There's like subgenres though. Like there's like weird subgenres. Like every Edgar is a mall kid. Whether or not they go to malls,
well, they're in the lineage of mall kids. They come from they're the sons of the mall kids that you couldn't kick out.
that security couldn't kick out. But like a mall is bizarre in a lot of ways. A lot of like what I'm understanding about, because like, and I, this is, listen, the only reason why I know any of this stuff is because I hate the mall. I hate it with passion.
I like the mall is, but it's weird. Like I can't hate it. There's good and bad to it. You know, it's an ecosystem. There's also like I've noticed another grouping that's pretty common. It'll be like a younger boy who's kind of hanging out with two older, clearly kind of delinquent girls, and it's kind of like they're sad looking, clearly very put upon, like goon or henchman. I've seen a few of that crew.
I hate them all for one very simple reason. All right, it's very simple. I hate children for the most part. I don't like being around children. I don't, and especially it gets worse when like children become adults. Does that make any sense?
Like, no, that's the best because listen. I got a great bit I do with the bunny. I love one of the best parts of my job is making fun of teenagers because they usually start it. They come up and they think like, "Huh, I'm smart and clever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go say something funny. And it's like, don't you know what I am, kid? I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, you got nothing. We don't nothing. Know
who you fucked with.
Yeah, it's yeah, like,
oh,
yeah,
you think you're smart no and funny? Idea. Well. Yeah. Oh, is your mom here? She's going to love this. Oh, yeah. Making fun of, no, but ripping up, just dunking on teens right in front of their moms. Their moms love that shit. And I was like, making the okay. moms happy. But my favorite bit I do is when you get like, you know, like, oh, do you want to get in the photo with your little brother and sister? And like, no. No, I won't. I was like, it's okay. Lots of kids are afraid of the bunny. It's all right. They love. That's. It's so satisfying.
You gotta understand. My hatred of mall people is because of my hatred of club people.
Of what? Which are
the same people. Club people.
Oh. A lot of them do show club, the people club people. And, like, the middle school yeah. fuckboys are definitely going to turn into, like,
Club people and mall people are the same people.
Or they're whatever just, club the same people become when nobody goes to clubs anymore. But
exactly, yeah. Club people and mall people are the same type of people, just in different flavors. Do you get what I'm saying? At more, the diurnal club person is a mall person. The nocturnal mall person is a club person. Do you get what I'm saying? Because they don't have malls at night. They don't have night malls. Well, they do some places have night malls. Don't be pedantic. But do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't say anything. I've never been to that.
I know. It was me saying it to myself, Chugs. It was me saying it to myself, Chugs. All right.
We're going to the night mall. We're going to Doc Spence's gifts and dark gags.
We're going to Dark Spence's, where they sell ornate jewelry and nice things and good and very classy clothing.
We're going to Evil Claire's. They're going to fill up all of our piercings.
Yeah. They're going to give us adamantium bones. Oh my god. No, but I... So, like... Club people and mall people are the same people because they're very superficial with very little brain stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're... It's hard to explain it, but they just have no fucking personality. It's coworker music. Do you know about the coworker music? Have you heard about this?
I've heard of coworker music. I think you were the one who told me about it. You're explaining it.
Yeah.
It's just like Papa Roach and Tech N9ne and
yeah, and Hobson. Yeah, Hobson. It's just shit that no person in their right fucking mind.
I think of it as like a theater tech music. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just
what is a theater tech the arts,
but yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's anyways, what I'm getting at is that, like, these people have very little personality, and, like, there's a lot of superficialness to their personality, and I have very little threshold for, like, patience with these types of people, because I genuinely...
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry about sound.
It's all good. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about.
Fuck boys at the mall. Why you hate the mall? Because it's club people. And they're shallow.
Club people. They're mad shallow. And you can't have... Having conversations with them is like conversating with... Like, it's like... It's chess. Right? Every time you try to talk to people like these... They're not shallow in the sense of like... I mean, they are probably shallow in the way that they look and act and dress and are perceived. But like... They're shallow in the sense that, like, they're incapable of liking anything without permission. Does that make any sense? And it's difficult to really, like, talk to these people, because if they feel that they don't have the permission to like something, then they'll consider themselves... It's like, it's taboo. And it's weird. It's the lamest shit. And, like... Trying to talk to people about anything, getting any kind of genuine interest out of them is like fucking pulling teeth, because they're constantly looking for like permission to be, you know, oh, is it okay that I like this? Or like, well, I don't know if it, like, I like this, and you know what I mean? And like, I run into it less and less. I find myself surrounded by far more interesting people. But growing up as a kid, I ran into these motherfuckers all the time, and I fucking hated them with like... a burning passion. And I don't even know if they really like exist in the same form that they used to exist anymore, because the internet has kind of changed all of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they do. I assure you. I see them at the mall. I've done a lot of retail, but I really haven't done that many retail specifically jobs. But the mall is a distinct flavor of people. Most people, you know, who go to the mall instead of like regular stores, you know, there's factors that have some form of commonality amongst these people. It's hard to pin down, you know, but it's a vibe.
You know who loves the mall? Ruben. Ruben loves the mall. I love Ruben, but Ruben loves the mall, and that's so weird to me because I hate the fucking mall. And every time I tell him that, every time we've gone to the mall together, he's like, you're such a fucking hipster, bro. And he's right. He's 1,000. He's got my card. 1,000%. But I've never felt the need to go and get anything from a mall. Do you get what I'm saying? I've never needed something so exotic that I needed to drive to a mall.
Our only GameStop and like, in town is at the mall.
That makes sense now because like there's a reason why you would have to go. I get why like in a
Switch game I might go to the mall.
I get why you would go to the mall because you live in like a small town and like there's not much.
Oh, we have lots of shopping. Like, it's just the only GameStop.
Yeah, but I mean like
it sucks. All GameStops, just FYI. But
yeah, two portions for my PS5. yeah, they're mad stingy at GameStop. It's crazy that everyone was trying to like diamond hand them, right? Like, that everyone was like, yeah, GameStop is the truth. They're good. And they're like, no, dude, they just.
Like, what the fuck? Everybody hated GameStop yesterday. Like,
yeah.
We've done it for years. They suck.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, we can make a little money.
Yeah. no, but I don't know. Like, the mall is. I hate to bring it. I always bring this up and it fucking ruins the vibe. But like, capitalism, the mall is just this big fucking.
Oh God, here we go again.
Okay, the mall is just a big ass cathedral to capitalism, and because of that, there's a lot of like personalities and pathological behaviors that stem from this like cathedral to capitalism that we can't really identify that bleed out into larger culture, and like a lot of American culture is just like these hyper distilled mall, like it's all mall. We're a nation of mall people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's so ingrained in our culture that even like, what is it? The George Romero, our zombie games that dominated our fucking like zombie shit dominated the culture from what? Like 2008 to like late 2010s. And like, it was purely driven by the fact that like people were like, don't you notice that we're all kind of like zombies just buying stuff? And it's like, dude, yeah, dude. You know what? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we've known about this since the 80s probably. And now our art is reflecting it. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know where we stand anymore because now we don't really have malls. Malls have been dying a slow death and everything is e-commerce now. And so you have like iPad kids are kind of like the new representation of like the American pathology of like not, you know what I'm saying? Of like just fucking just killing keeping your mentality on self-destruct while also being some kind of fucking like making money.
You know what I mean? Like that's. I don't know. I'm starting to feel we're getting a little old man yells at cloud here. Like they aren't like us cool kids who grew up not being raised in the post mall, the cyber Amazon fuckboy culture. We grew up watching, you know, with cool stuff like SNL for kids made by a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair, listen,
but
I hate
have amazing musical guests, and honestly I was like 11, I had the biggest crush on Amanda Bynes.
Mine was Lori Beth, but like
and
that's because I always loved
me
big
and Dan
girl.
Schneider were feeling
dude, have you watched that documentary?
I started,
by the way?
And honestly, it kind of sucks. First of all, this has all been known for a while. Second of all,
oh, dude,
they are doing they're doing the whole vibe so far. I'm only on episode two, but it's been like, see, sure, he was a child predator, but man, he was a douchebag. And they just seems so much of it just like petty off. Like, I get he was a bad boss. I get it. But it seems to me like maybe
he's a pedophile. Yeah. The bigger issue here.
You guys are kind of just like, did you know he had my. He was kind of racist sometimes. Really? The child molester was like
mildly
racist.
Pedophile?
A little bit. Like, yeah.
Not a racist pedophile. That's impossible.
Fuck them kids. Danny yelled at me in the office.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude, this is. I hate to say this out loud, but there was some times when I was like defending.
Like, yeah, I know, right? I was talking to one of my buddies today about it, and we were both like, "Yeah." There's times you almost feel like lay off the guy. Jeez.
Yeah. No, not even that. We're just like the jokes. Yeah. Like these are cum shot jokes.
Like, that's
like,
a booger joke. This was Nickelodeon in the 90s.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, these look like dicks. No, they look like noses. It's a reach. You're reaching right now.
This weird documentary you can find on YouTube, and I recommend everybody watch. It's called Rape of the Soul. And it's just like the 3-hour PowerPoint slideshow about this insane Catholic guy who's pointing out all the dicks that he imagines that he saw on like the cover art they used on the missiles and stuff. It is bonker balls. It's really boring, and you should watch it. Rape of the Soul. I can't remember the guy. Name, message me, I'll send you a link. It's not worth your time and you should watch it.
Jesus, that is fucking
but it was
insane.
Like, all right, yeah.
Trunks.
Oh, we sneezed on it. Yeah, boogers. Yeah. Kids think boogers are funny. Yeah. Dan Schneider was a genius because he understood that.
Yeah.
Or like, he had a character named Taint. And I thought, Taint. You know, I was like,
oh my god, dude, I almost lose my mind.
Everybody
yeah.
loves trying to slip one past the censors. That's like a great old trend. In children's
entertainment. I thought I was gonna lose my fucking mind watching that, because, and then even my girlfriend was like, "Yeah, that's a reach." And my girlfriend usually always disagrees with me.
For the fingerprints joke.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Hang on, my cat's being a little bitch. What? Yeah, did you climb in a weird way and now your claws are stuck? Yeah, hang on, I'll get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. I wasn't talking, like, I don't think, I guess I got misconstrued, because I was not really thinking about, like, old man yells at cloud, like, we got raised by the pedophile, whatever, like, because I think that is also happening with Roblox, except now, like, we've crowdsourced Dan Schneider, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying?
Now the
like
kids
we've,
are
it's...
their own Dan Schneiders.
God damn, that's fucking horrible, dude. Horrible but true. Discord is a terrible place. Discord and Roblox is terrible. It's been absolutely heinous for children. Yeah, we did. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my god. Oh fuck. It is the wild west. Trying to like hang out with my little brother on Roblox is the wild west. Right? Like, and cuz that's all he wants to do. The other day he came over. He came over and he set up his laptop in the front room and played Roblox while I played Roblox in here in my room. And like, I was like, dude, we can do other stuff. And he's like, this is what I want to do. I'm like, all right, man, I guess, dude. I guess is what we're doing now, man. I guess.
And like, we'll put on some Andrew Tate, play some Roblox.
Fucking listen to
hey,
a little.
My Sigma
what is that?
Bro.
Yeah, my Sigma bro. He's a total top G male, man. I should get Cornelius in on this, man. We should probably all hang out. Oh my god. See if I can get them fucking homie pilled and away from Andrew Tate. My little brother is not into Andrew Tate, but he is into like who's that fucking guy? Neon. He loves Neon. But he hate watches him, so I'm like kinda proud. we gotta talk about it. He's
I remember back when internet fame used to be something we aspired to instead of something to be avoided.
So Neon is a rage cow, is kind of, his whole thing is clippable bits. So he used to be like a 2K streamer, then he used to do other like stream, like classic video game stream shit, whatever was like the hype that got him an audience, and he would do that. And then he's transitioned out into like what they call like IRL streaming, which, I mean, you know what IRL streaming is, but like, you know, just going places. Yeah, just going, and the idea is to just go outside and stream and like go to places where there are people and then cause a scene.
I get it.
Yeah. And so beyond that, now there's like a new meta, because it used to just be like Ice Poseidon. What he would do is he would have it in a controlled state where he would get like an RV or something controllable, get a bunch of people together that he knew were fucking going to fight or act the fool, and then just provide alcohol and then stream the recording, right? This new generation, what they do now is they go out to wherever people are drinking and having a good time, and they act like the biggest fucking possible dickheads they can, so that people start yelling and screaming, and they start an altercation, and then they yell and they scream, and then people clip it and they post it on Twitter, and it gets more people to come and look at their, like, it just brings more views to them, right? And then now they do others. What Neon has really kind of like changed the game about, because what other people, that's how like Jack Doherty and all these other guys, that's what they do to like get this kind of like fame. Neon has taken it to new levels by taking personal L's. So he gets like OnlyFans girls on. He like pays them to come on to his stream, and he's like trying to riz them up, trying to talk to him about stuff. And then while doing that, he reveals something extremely embarrassing about himself. And then when they call him out on him, he gets like upset, like, oh, I'm dead. You know what I mean? Like, he does that, and he like, you know, fake rages. And then people are like, oh, Neon gets totally embarrassed and cuckolded by OnlyFans girl, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And then it just blows up, and it's purely manipulation. Shaggy's shaking his head, right?
I'm kind of lolling my head. I'm attempting to induce a coma.
Yeah. So my little brother is obsessed with this Neon kid and sends me clips of Neon all the time.
You say you're proud of him for hate watching, but it sounds like his meta is that
it's working on him.
Yeah, he
it's
wants
working
to be hate watched, so.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And like, I've tried to
fucking mark. He's a sucker.
Yeah,
he's
but I'm trying to explain
that. Wants to be hated.
Dude, but trying to explain that to a child, his brain is not, his frontal cortex is not developed. He cannot even begin to understand that someone would want to be hated online. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, his brain does not, he cannot understand that logic.
I get it.
It makes no sense to him.
I get it.
Yeah.
I am developing keener insight. It's weird working with children because I respect them by being disrespectful. If that makes I talk shit to them like they're
treating a child like
you gotta tell your mommy you cried because the Easter Bunny man was a little bit rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Treating children, Charlie Chaplin had it was kind of like how I understood like how to treat a child, which is no, not that's not what I'm trying to get at. Shut up, man. Charlie Chaplin wrote in his diary that lots of people think that the best way to treat kids is to treat them like to be nice and respectful to them, but kids hate that shit because fucking that's not how kids are. Kids are cruel to each other. Kids identify other kids and they're cruel. They can identify, oh, this kid is a kid just like me because he's cruel like I am. And in a lot of ways, he has figured out, like, Charlie Chaplin's idea was to take that cruelty and to make it benevolent. Yeah. So what he would pick on kids, right? He would single them out and pick on them, but in a way that wasn't cruel, but in a way that was letting them know, I'm just like you. We're the same.
They're goofy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, I'm here to make fun of you. I'm not here to treat you like an adult. I'm not here to make you're a child, and I'm also a big-ass child, and I'm going to make fun of you for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and like I really do, I love that idea, and that's all of my relationships with my little brothers and sisters and stuff. That's how I am. I'm very much a bully, but it comes from a place of benevolence. It's not me being like, you know what I mean? Like being like, oh, you can't do this. Like, I'm always trying to do what they're trying to do. And I'm always trying to get them to see and be part of their development. But in a larger context, I'm doing that shit by roasting them. They know it's coming from a place where they could roast me back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Roast, it's not yeah. like I'm just.
Well, the teenagers always think they're so smart and funny too. And
yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me show you a little. You're teaching them how to roast, how to hone their craft. Through example.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, feel how you feel right now. That's how you want to make them feel.
Yeah. Well, I hate to bring his ass up because every time anyone brings him up, I roll my eyes. But the Diogenes method of fucking cooking a motherfucker alive to teach them something. Yeah, see? The Diogenes method of teaching a motherfucker a lesson by cooking them alive is, you know what I mean? That's like the smartest way to teach, like the smartest way to impart wisdom is by roasting somebody, is by finding a chicken, plucking it, and be like, behold, Plato's man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like telling Alexander the Great that if fucking he was Alexander the Great, he'd want to be Diogenes too. Like, it fucking slaps, dude. Like, there's nothing. You can only really, the best way to fucking, you know, give someone the business and while giving them a philosophical teaching is by cooking their ass to death.
Yeah. But they hate it if you do that, if you're like a cashier at a grocery store. So, you know, you got to work with kids. So you have people who, like, you know, they're not the ones paying. So they're not the ones who, you know, are going to file a complaint when you cook them. And the parents love it. Parents fucking love it when you roast their kids. They think it's funny.
I do remember one time making my teacher.
This sounds mean. I'm not trying to really be mean to kids. I think it's rough being a kid. You're trying to come up in this crazy post 9/11 society, and you got all this crazy shit coming on. You got Logan Pauls out to get your mom and dad's money. What the fuck, man? I don't want to say like there was. I cannot, and I'm really trying not to old man yelling cloud here. I cannot think of a single, even Dan Schneider, a single figure that I find just as like all around contemptible as Logan Paul. Like Dan Schneider, you know, but he did make some good TV shows, and he did get some absolutely wild musical guests for. Hitler had some mediocre paintings.
Yeah.
He wasn't good, Christ, folks. But,
you do not have to hand it to. Yeah, you do not have to hand it to my man.
I have seen worse stuff from art students. I'll say that much. But
I do want to say
Logan Paul's like he's almost Chris Chan-esque and just like the all encompassing worthlessness. Like how Chris Chan, you know, everybody's there's always this like, well, who's the next Chris Chan? This guy, you see, he's like the new Chris Chan. It's like, no. Chris Chan's bad at everything, like in equal measure. And now it's like looped back on themselves, and now they're God. Mm-hmm. In their mind, obviously, not in reality. That'd be stupid. There's no way that the dimensional merge is true, or that Chris.
I do think the dimensional merge. I'm sorry, but I do think the dimensional merge is true, and that's why everything's just fucked up.
Chris Chan might be God.
Yeah. There's
I'm saying not a possibility. Zero chance at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that one. I think I don't know. The world
Chan. You've heard of Roscoe's Basilisk? Yeah, well, it has Chris Chan's Sonichu.
Sonichu. But I do think that like I was explaining it that I explained this on the remember the episode where we talked about how like having a Roblox girlfriend, like crying over a Roblox girlfriend is a beautiful, it's beautiful. Cause it's like, it's just numbers and it's just literally just like lines of code.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I see a lot of movie trailers. We see a lot of movies and there's a certain, and you know, I liked A24, but I feel like they're going down a weird path that might not be like they, but they got this like creepy pasta movie, but it's got its little pretentious movie. I'm sorry, in a good way, I like pretentious movies, but like there's a certain visual style that's increasingly becoming homogenized across movies that are considered interesting film bro kind of movies, and it's very beautiful. And I think that I forget where I was actually going with this originally, but I know it comes back to, like, I feel like crying over your Roblox girlfriend is a more beautiful and evocative and relevant image to consider or portray than, you know, some skinny kids in Levi's. Anything Denis Villeneuve does is perfect. I mean, like, some sort of, like, indie-esque kind of this modern where, you know, indie hasn't been indie for a while. You know, this
I get you, you got your
fucking jangly guitar music, and you're like, isn't it crazy how sometimes life is sad, but we're not dead yet. And
I get where you're coming from.
No, crying over your robot. Well, you got your CGI colors very tastefully done, and they'll be like iconic imagery. Johnson Schmoondrick's new cinematography dazzles the eyes with its festival of colors and delights that play host to an evocative score and a deep emotional message about what it means to be human together in these trying times. Mm-hmm. Kind of shit. Listen, that kind of shit.
What I'm getting,
no,
what
cry
I'm getting
over your
at
Roblox
is
that girlfriend. Get an AI to draw me that, yeah. And I'll be like, put it in the fucking Louvre.
Cringe is the only
not
basic
cringe.
Human
no,
emotion.
No, it's not because
no,
it's
no, no,
it's real.
Don't stop.
It's real, man.
Let me talk. All I know, right. But let me cook. Let me cook. All right. You always have this bad habit of not letting me cook.
I'm
you
sorry.
Let me.
I'm
you let me.
Sorry.
You let me list out the ingredients, and then you never let me cook. But cringe. The thing about cringe is the only human emotion that is like transcendent, right? It I'm a fan of cringe. I think cringe is good. I think the aesthetic of cringe is the future of aesthetic in general, right? And I think that like that's just kind of the way that it's always been. And if you think about like art and like. Art has always been about moving grotesque, like towards a horizon of grotesquery. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like moving towards this, you're constantly trying to be provocative. You're constantly trying to evoke some kind of emotion. You're constantly trying to evoke something, some kind of like, and it, through aesthetic choices and intention, you're constantly trying to bring something into fruition. And it's always chasing this grotesque horizon, and the future currently is all that is cringe. Do you get what I'm saying? All the things that we consider cringe and weird and off-putting, that is the, unfortunately, that's the direction that art is moving in and will be, and that's just the way that is. And when that happens, when that becomes normal, when everyone's wearing jorts and crying over their Roblox girlfriend, when Denis Villeneuve releases Dune 3 on Roblox, you know what I'm saying? And like we just have to deal with that, right? Like then the next big thing will come, and when it first emerges its head, it's going to be cringe. People are gonna be like, that's fucking stupid, that's fucking gay and lame and gross, and I hate it. And that's unfortunately the thing that's going to continue growing. Do you get what I'm saying? And like that's I feel like knowing that makes me make more sense of like why I'm continuously chasing the like the looking at the avenues that I'm looking at like things that make people cringe and trying to find the beauty in them. But like, you know, I agree with you. I think that like there is something very like profound about the future of isolation that is coming, right? That like that continues to come.
I don't think it's a different way of connectivity, but I mean, I don't see anything getting in its way. So, you know, best to find the good in it instead of just be like, oh, this horrible thing that we're all trapped in. It's like, I don't know. It's not so bad sometimes. Yeah. It's got its good parts.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. No need to be a Debbie Downer about it. Yeah. Easter Bunny,
I don't know. I think
like
it's
that attitude. He's a
hobby. I think that kids have it simultaneously easier and harder now than they've ever had it. Do you get what I'm saying? I think that the technology that we have makes it so that their lives are much easier, but it also comes at the cost of, like, we did not teach them how to use any of it, right? So, like, these kids are kind of fucked, right? Like, they have to figure that shit out on their own.
I think it makes their ability to find and develop directions and spaces of meaning maybe more difficult for them to pin down or imagine. But, I don't know.
There's parts of me that, definitely, especially when I'm dealing with my little brothers and, like, my little brother and his friends and stuff, there's a huge part of me that, like, it's like a big red flag that scares the shit out of me. It's a part that I don't want to, like, that I don't like to dwell on and think about too hard. But when I do, it scares me existentially. And it's that I do feel like we were the last generation to learn how to read. Right? And I've said this before on the podcast.
Yeah, we talked about a lot on the podcast. It's kind of one of our bugaboos. Yeah. We're both like,
I'm scared. I'm fucking scared of it, dude.
Oh, yeah. The kids don't know how to read. That's,
And that, like, they do know how to read on a functional level. Like, they know what a stop sign is. They know to stop at a stop sign. But they don't know how to read, like, context. They don't understand. There's no comprehension. There's very little reading comprehension going on. And that scares the absolute shit out of
them. About that sort of thing. So,
yeah.
The computer won't help much there.
If you ask, if you go and, like, I've tried it before, getting, like, the ChatGPT to, like, critique your work when you write something. Like, oh, write something. Oh, what do you think of this? Could you give me some, like, tips, or how would you change this? And it's always like, I really like this. And it just tells you the thing that it
we really that need it just to rewrites what you AIs wrote. AIs blow smoke up our asses, honestly.
Yeah.
This is, like, the thing that bugs me, like, so much. Is, like, we took the demon god and we made it lame. We cut off. This is sucks now. You took AI and you made it. That's fine. It won't be.
It's
this
because you have
forever.
Hold on. It's because you have all those. The problem is that you have guys who in San Francisco who are soft, right? Like, the problem is the guys. There's no one hard in San Francisco. Is the problem? There's no hard tech guys, right? And I don't mean this like.
San
I don't mean
Francisco
like
used
like,
to just be for guys who were hard.
Hard, yeah. Two guys hard for each other. One guy was harder than the other guy, and that guy would go inside that guy and make him hard too. And that
it
was
took
how
this cool it gay city and made it a gay lame city.
Yeah, they made it a gay. They made it gay derogatory. But no, like it. What I mean by like. There's not enough people in tech who have fucking struggled with real issues other than I have depression, I have anxiety. Like, everybody does, dude.
I've
fucking
talked about it at the adult coloring book party we all went to last night. And we all got home before 9 p.m. And then I got on my cuddle app and my cuddler came over.
The cuddle app is crazy. And I, like, every time I talk like this and I think about stuff like this, it makes me feel like one of those, brother, you got soft hands, Republicans. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hate it. I'm not hard, man. I'm fucking Bilbo Baggins over here. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Fucking.
You're a guy who's never skipped 11sies, and you're harder than anyone coming out of San Francisco.
This isn't even like, well, you just don't like feminization of men. It's like, no, because women aren't this soft.
Yeah,
nobody
no, dude,
is.
This is
like silly. This is like, I work with babies, and you guys are the real babies because they don't want to be babies. You can see it in their eyes. They see a 6-foot-tall bunny, and they are like. They're delighted, then they're terrified, then they're delighted. They don't even know. They're so confused. It sucks being a baby. Everything, you don't know what you're doing with it. You don't want to be a baby. Why do you guys want to be babies? I'm sorry. Children don't have it easy, you dumbasses. Why would you want to return to this? It's horrifying. It's all bad until you're like 30.
Yeah, it's just all bad until I'm 34 and it hasn't gotten any better. But you know what? I enjoy it. You learn to enjoy it. You learn to enjoy the foot blisters, right? You learn to be like, well, at least I'm outside, even if it's rainy. You befriend a guy named Cornelius who's got Down syndrome. He becomes your best friend. You got beef with an autistic guy named James. That's life, dog.
Joker was right. That's Joker life. Joker was right.
That's it. That, you get what you fucking deserve. I don't, dude, no, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, a lot of, because they, a lot of, like, AGI stuff and a lot of, I feel like a lot of the people in the space of, like, the fucking, you know, creating the parameters are creating something. They want a yes man. They're creating a yes man.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want. And, like, that, that doesn't, well, it's not useful. A yes man is fucking not useful at all. They, you need a, you need, if it was me developing this shit, right, it would be a, it would be a foil. It would be a, who's that guy, who's Ash Ketchum's, Gary, whatever the fuck that guy's name Gary is, Oak. Right? I, yeah, Gary later. Oak. Yeah, exactly. It would be that guy, and he'd be like, you fucking suck, and he'd come with the exact opposite Pokemon, and he would whoop your fucking ass every time.
Well, see, a lot of guys, like, I think that Yadowski guy. Yeah. Fuck that. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want computers, the AI, to be our Gary Oak, our cool rival who kicks our ass all the time.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because, you know, Gary's team sucks in the games, but.
Yeah. I get it. But, you know.
Still, he's cool, you know. Yeah, Gary Oak's like our generation, the, you know, Gary and Ash are our generation, our people's.
Our Goofus and Gallant. Our and Cornelius Gallant, and James.
Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty.
Yeah, they're, yeah, I get that. But you get what I'm saying? That, like, we need something, we need some kind of push from that kind of stuff.
This is, the, like, I feel like recently I achieved, like, a level of disconnect from discourse that I thought wasn't possible. Because I feel like I've always maintained that, yeah, I definitely have always maintained this, like, well, it's all stupid, but the side that I... There are, yeah, I have certain leanings still that I try to just, like, have a, you know, do a weird thing about. But now I'm, like, just looking at everything, at least on X.com, and I'm like, you know what? Wow, I
don't care.
I didn't care before, but, like, I care even less. Like, I'm,
yeah.
It's weird. It's just like, yo. Mm-hmm.
I know I'm disconnected from the shit because I started listening to a slam band called Racism. And I was like, this shit is good.
You're here, folks.
This shit is crazy.
Marco said it. Not being racist is good.
That's, I think that was the intended.
Yeah.
I think that's literally, they're like, yeah, if you guys listen to Racism, it's pretty good. Which is so fucking funny, dude. Holy shit. Oh, it's good. It's fucking slam is awful music, by the way, but I love it. I can't stop listening to it. Oh shit!
I get in one more little note. I don't like this weird trend. I'm starting to feel like this Max documentary thing is starting to feel a little sinister. Like it feels like a way to direct moral panic into nice little rivulets and just like, oh well, did you see the guy, you know about the, yeah, we know about fucking Dan, everybody knows about it. Well, they don't, but it's known. Did you see about
Dan Schneider,
the weird cult lady? Did you see about that? What did you see about this bad? Did you see a bad thing about it? Like, oh, it's starting to feel I don't know, I don't like it. It feels like a prestige version of those, like, 90s, like, expose journalism. A bear broke into her house and ate her babies, and they're shoving the camera in her face. And everybody. It just seems like they're doing that again, but they're just putting a more respectable sheen on it with,
you know. They're doing the geriatric millennial shit now, where, like, because, it, like, that dropped the same... This right around the same time that the new X-Men dropped, you know what I'm saying? And like everyone in our age is kind of like being like, well, they're jingling the keys, you know what I'm saying? And we're like, and we're doing boo-boo keys. We're like staring at the jingly keys and having opinions about it.
I watched all of X-Men 97. Here's my 3.5-hour video about it. Yeah. Jingly keys, Anna.
Yeah, about the boo-boo keys, right? Like, literally, shut up, dude. Right?
Stop yapping.
There's this new thing called, stop yapping. There's a new thing called Slam. There's a band called Racism. It's good.
I saw the usual suspects, guys with names on YouTube, like, like bro gaming. I mean, I sound like a
bro
gaming.
Yeah, bro gaming. Yeah,
Nina Sarkeesian trying to. Who's not very funny, trying to do bad parody. But, I mean, they are. It's so lame. And they're mad about the new Star Wars about something. I don't know. And I watched the trailer for it. It was like, I don't know. It just looks like lame Disney Star Wars to me. It's like, oh, is it because there's a girl? Is she going to be, like, fake anti-racism corporate girl boss? Of course she is. You know this. Why are you mad? Shut up. Fucking.
The thing is, right, is that the guild navigators need to refine the spice. Do you get what I'm saying? They can't just take the shit raw, right? Because, like, if they try to take the water of life, it'll kill them because it's a poison. So they have to go and refine it by putting all, like, doing all the shit to it, and then they can breathe it, and then it gives them the visions. But the Fremen, and furthermore, like, the Dead Mothers of Bene Gesserit, they're getting the raw, the primo, you know what I'm saying? That real good shit. Right, and so, like, that's the thing, is all these guild navigators on YouTube are like, do you guys about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're reacting to the third-party content, but it's guys like us, me and you, the Quitsack Heterak, that's taking the water of life straight, you know what I'm saying?
It's called race.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, it's first, Cornelius is cool, ableism is back, and racism is a good band, like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, and everyone's like, what are you guys talking about? In fact, to talk about my powers, I hate to say this, but I got powers, dog. Because the stop yapping meta, ground floor, and I'm not getting, now there's fucking New York Times articles written about it, and no one is saying, no.
We're in doubt. Hit us up.
They have to be. They have to be. They absolutely have to be. Because how the fuck, how the fuck did they get, you know what I'm saying? And I was taught by the grand den mother, what was her name? Ellerby? I can't remember her name. The Nick News lady, Linda Ellerby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Linda Ellerby taught me everything.
She was liberal. It was PC stuff.
I got blackpilled when I was a child. Like, watching her, like, had the opposite intended effect of, like, everyone else I know watched her and was like, oh, I'm learning stuff about the world. And I was like, the world is fucking dog shit, dude. We should all kill ourselves.
I like that eventually they made, like, Democracy Now for kids.
Yeah. We should do something like that now, but Russia Today should be the guys. They're the only people I trust. The state-run media from the Russian government are probably the only people I could trust because you know what I'm saying? You know where they're coming from.
I think the beginning of my gang disillusion with the leftist media sphere, I was having a moment where I'm like, look, I know the Democrats going on about Russiagate a little bit too much sometimes, I get, but also, damn, these podcasters sure are having a lot of guests who have shows on Russia Times on for some reason right now.
Yeah, Russia Today, yeah.
Interesting.
What's all that about? Probably nothing, right? Anyways, our next guest will be Len Kaishek, the ghost of Len Kaishek.
We're going to roast him about his bad ideas for the political arrangement of the Taiwanese province.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways, I think I should probably read the people who support this insane shit.
I'd also like to just put it out there. Do not go to see those new Winnie the Pooh fucking shitty horror movies. We don't appreciate that level of cinephobia on the show.
Personally, I think that you should pirate them and watch them in our Discord.
Yeah, maybe we'll watch Blood and Honey in the Discord sometimes and try and talk about, this is just fucking American anti-Chinese propaganda.
Anyways, all right. Shouts out to the homies. Fuzzy Nalgas, Grief, Hamwich, Jade, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo, Andrew Morgado, Benny, Brody, Chris Wade, Daniel Freed, Fescatch, Fred Sharman, Gabriel, He Devil in France, Jonathan Weber, Josh G, Christopher Lynch, Luke Simisek, Patrick Goldman, Reese, Richard Kochnar, Rianne, Sarah Zadig, Slithers, Spenny, Steven Savignano, Terrence Hudson, The Empty Set, Wax Replica could be in Portugal. Hell yeah, dude.
In Portugal, World... the man?
Yeah, who knows, dude? Okay, world's largest micro penis.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Is that a new one? I like them.
Yeah, that's a new one. They slap. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Bye.
Goodbye. That was a cynical one. That was like one of our meanest episodes. But it was
through the miracle of stereo, today's sound is designed to suit you.
Yes.